It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and I'll sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing, can take away these blues. 'Cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you. Welcome to the Up North and Down Under podcast with me, Adam Mogie, and Jamie Henry.
What about you?
What's the crack, Jamie?
Mate, I had to hold back from singing that. Fuck, I love that song. It's one of my favourite songs.
Great song.
Really brilliant. I look like a fat Sinead O'Connor. I look like Sinead O'Connor, actually, just now. Well, this skinhead, mate.
So do what? I, actually.
Well, she had a bit of stubble, mate. You just look like a fucking egg.
What's the crack? Yeah.
Not much, mate. Just made my dinner there. I'm just sitting watching. Well, I was going to say watching TV. I don't even know if I could say that because I've spent the last 2 hours trying to pick something to watch, and I've watched about 5 minutes of about 15 shows. And do you get that? Are you bad, mate? I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. My attention span is absolutely shit. And I go through, I was that fucking bored yesterday after work. I started watching Lord of the Rings because I'm like, I'll stick it on. I remember I sort of liked it when I was a kid. I'll stick it on here. 10 minutes in, I was like, this is fucking pish, Lord of the Rings. This isn't the version I remember. Fucking shite.
Yeah, I done that a while ago with a Wayne. I stuck it on. I say, oh, this will be good. This is good. I watched this years ago. It was half an hour in. I was going, fuck. And then she liked it. She was like, how long's left of this? I was like, fucking about 16 hours.
They're fucking terrible. I stuck that on. And then, you know, putting these movies on that I remember from years ago. I was like, I'll put this on here. This is going to be fucking class. And put on, what did I put on the other day? Drop Dead Fred. Jesus.
That's a classic though.
It is. It's amazing. I love it, mate. I fucking love it. But you watch it now and I don't know, it's not that it's shit. It's just sort of like you sort of catch yourself on. You're sort of like, what am I doing? I'm 32. Yeah. Stuck on Lord of the Rings and then Batman Returns. Fucking love that movie. I got about 20 minutes in and I do love it, but I was like, oh, I'll stick something else on here. And then I'm watching The End of the Storm. It's on Stan over here. It's like fucking Liverpool documentary, which I'm sure it's on your bucket list to watch, Adam.
What's it called?
The End of the Storm.
Right.
You'd like it. It's just a Liverpool documentary. It's just about the 2019. You know, when we won the league there recently. It's just about
fuck
that.
Have they a fucking film about that already? Jesus Christ.
Is that a film? Fuck me. It's the fucking Pierce Brosnan. It's fucking Andy Robertson.
I don't even think fucking Leicester made a documentary, for fuck's sake.
I think Oakley would have. They would have.
I don't think it did.
Well, in all honesty, I'm surprised it's even out. I just saw Big Klopp's face come on, and you'd love it though because you like Klopp. Big Klopp's just like, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, and you know I'm not the most best looking, but fucking what was that? What accent was that?
That sounded more like Arsene Wenger. You were doing there.
It's not the best. I know it's not the Arsenal football. No, I don't know what that was either. I think that's like a French Mr. Bean. Well, anyway, that's what I'm doing. I just made some dinner there. I made wee waffle fries, mate. Fucking playful here. Have waffle fries.
I haven't got them, but I've seen them. Haven't bought them yet.
You're more used to blue waffles.
Do you remember that?
I fucking remember it. It's a fucking nightmare. It's ingrained in my brain.
Yeah, I think it's ingrained in a lot of people's heads.
Oh, it's disgusting. There was that. There was another one. What was oh, what was the other one? You would type in something. What was it that get you to type in? And it would be that song, "You Spin Me Round, Round, Baby, Right Round." And it was like a big dick just going around the computer screen.
I know what you're on about, but I don't know what it was you used to type in.
What was it? I remember doing it in IT. You know, so like I type this in, or type in Penn Island. Type in Penn Island on the projector. <That's> fucking... Fucking penis land sitting in IT like fucking Prince Albert on the fucking projector screen. Oh, Jesus. Oh dear. Well mate, what's this one gonna be about then?
I don't honestly know. I think we'll just call us talking shite. We'll just call us talking shite. We'll get through it in a few things because there's a. People have sent a couple of questions and stuff. We'll get through them later on.
Yeah, there's a few questions. And I think what we were sort of talking about is we've had a few people ask for the same thing, sort of saying, oh, you should do like unpopular opinions or pet hates. And we were talking about, you know, things we hate, but fuck me, that's everything these days, man. I fucking hate everything.
Yeah, we could do that.
Get miserable as the days go on. Fucking hate everything.
Yeah, you do, but you've got your certain wee bits of happiness that keep you going.
Aye, fucking food, Pringles, and fucking.
And it's mostly food, isn't it? It is mostly food and bed.
Like I was saying to Anna a while ago, I actually sometimes feel that there's something wrong with me, right? Because I'd have ate a big feed, like I'd stuff my face, right? Have a feed and you've got that feeling where you feel satisfied, right? But I'm still thinking of food, even though I'm not hungry. I'll be fucking Googling food or restaurants or like, you know, what goes with this or fucking menu log or watching, like I have a soft spot for watching cooking shows all the time. I've just sat and ate a fucking pure full-on Indian feed, and I'm sitting watching Heston Blumenthal stuff a turkey with fucking jelly and Brussels sprouts and fucking Iron Brew. Fuck, he does.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You're never a fool.
Now, oh, mate. Or remember what your granny used to say? Your eyes are bigger than your belly.
I know, it's not the case anymore.
I'm not fucking bigger than my belly. It's never been the fucking case. Belly hanging out of my Liverpool pub, hitting my fucking chins. Eyes are bigger than your belly. Not you, Jimmy, son.
What do you not like? What is your pet hate?
Pet hate?
What's the thing that annoys you most in the fucking... What's the thing that makes you upset in the world?
Like, anything.
I will throw a couple of things out. Just name things that upset you.
Miserable bastards. Just miserable. Miserable fucking bastards. People who... You know, people that don't smile or people who are rude to children or something, you know? Like a Wayne's innocent and they'll be like, okay, hello, you know, and people just fucking look at them like they're fucking shit on a shoe. Do you know what I mean? People
I do that. I do that.
No, but do you know what I mean?
I mean, honestly, I hate other people's kids.
Oh, I know you do. That's your
bit. I don't know what it is. Like, I love my own kids and all. And then I just other people's kids. I've no interest. I've no fucking interest. No. Especially the ones that try and force it on you. Look at her. She was wearing a sweet dress, aren't they? I couldn't give two fucks. Couldn't give two fucks. It's worse when you go to the park. See, we go to the park and I start chatting about what the fuck the kids have been up to. I couldn't give a shit. I could not give a fuck.
But, like, not, you know, that's probably extending it a bit with the kid thing, like, but just, you know, just
the,
people.
Well, the thing is, But like, I mean, if the child said hello to me, I would sort of go, "Aye, you're right."
I know, like a normal people would be like, "Hello, how you doing? What are you playing with?" And you're like, "All right."
I know, that's the thing. My voice doesn't change. Do you know how people goes, "Oh, how are you, wee woman?" My voice doesn't change. They say hello to me, and I just go, "All right."
But like my you've obviously seen like my sister's wee one a few times, and it's funny like because that works with him because he talks like an old man. Like you rocked up one day and he's at the door going, "Well, Mogi,
But see, that's different. I would class that as family. You see, it's different.
know.
Family's different.
Like I phoned him the other day, mate, and he goes, "Well, Uncle," he's four, he's fucking four. He goes, "Well, Uncle Jamie, what you at? What about you?" But just like it was just people that are fucking miserable. But like at the same time, I get it as well. Like I'm just saying every day, you know, you fucking get grumpier and stuff, but you still fucking, you know, it doesn't cost anything, just fucking smile and people just fucking whinge. This whole episode's about us whinging. But people just fucking whinge.
I know.
Just fucking whinge, you know what I mean? Like everything's a fucking hassle.
Yeah, I know. I don't know fucking real problems.
I know, like I can guess a couple of years. I can guess a couple of your pet hates easily.
Can guess a couple of mine.
Aye.
Go.
Yours, one of them would be people who like people that make noises when they're eating. You're like
Oh, fuck. Yeah, see, I was talking this the other day. That's the most fucking disgusting, irritating thing in the
I
fuck.
just
It makes
snorted.
my
For fuck's sake. Hey, that's
it
another
makes
one of
my
mine too.
it makes my fucking skin crawl. It's like fucking close your mouth, you dirty bastard. Like
But
how the
I
fuck
remember.
who were you fucking reared by? Fucking wolves. Close your fucking mouth.
I remember me and you were in the cinema ages ago. I think it was Lorne. Or no, was it Lorne? Where did we go and see Pursuit of Happiness? Was it Pursuit of Happiness? Or Hitch? It
Fuck,
was
I don't
fucking
know.
Hitch. It was Hitch. Yuri. It was fucking Yuri.
Fuck, I'm some trip for a fucking film.
Oh,
Yuri.
Yuri. Like we were
Oh,
way
we
up
were
with your
down
dad.
over there. That's right. Yes.
And we went to see Hitch. I think it was Hitch, but I remember that because there was a guy, like we were, it was only me and you in the cinema, I think. I think your dad was there, but he didn't sit with us. He didn't sit with us. He's like, "Fuck, I'm not sitting with him." But there was another man in the corner, and I remember because he came in and we were laughing, was he came in with a tray, like a tray of popcorn, and like this thing was fucking like a Jenga board of fucking food. And he sat there. I think it was Hitch. You couldn't tell from the audio because all we could hear the whole fucking movie was every time he ate a bit of popcorn, he'd go, Like every fucking piece.
Do you think he was wagging?
It's funny though, because I think at one point he actually went, "Woo."
See if the fucking like say the place is bunged and there's people like fucking shooting and stuff. That doesn't annoy me. And there's some guy in the fucking back eating something loudly. I can hear him over the top of shooting. That's
Yeah.
how much I can pick that up. I fucking hear it. I hear it. Do what's worse? Do the next one is people sucking on their fucking fingers. I can't have it. I can't fucking have it. It makes me sick.
What, like, after they've been eating or just strutting about the town, just stuck them on their fucking fingers?
After they've been eating. Or like even when they're just that fucking, I don't even want to do it because I can't even do it. I don't even do it because I'm a fucking sick.
That?
Yeah. Ah, that's fucking all. I hate that.
Oh, you know what's something that still turns me? I remember, I mine in school. I used to sit beside someone, right?
And like, I wasn't the fucking picture of health grow in school, but this guy had fucking wax like crawling out of his ears. You could, as my dad would say, you could grow potatoes in them. And what he would do, right, is he'd always pick his ears because he had wax falling out of it. He'd always pick it. But he would sit, and this guy is like fucking 14, 15. He'd suck his thumb, right? He'd suck his thumb, and like he'd suck it that much, it'd fucking start to wrinkle like he was in the bath. Like it was fucking, he'd suck on this thing, mate, and it was fucking dripping. Like he would suck on this thing like a Werther's original, and then you'd have to
just
share like a fucking book, a maths book, and he'd reach over and fucking turn the page to a fucking spitty thumb. And I
No,
mean, that was
I'd
about
have to
fucking 20
move.
years ago, and I still, it makes me feel sick.
No, fuck no. I like fucking ears like a fucking Yankee candle. No, I can't have it. The fucking and my biggest one, the biggest thing I hate in this fucking world is feet. I just that's the biggest one.
Because do you mind, were you there at my stag whenever?
Yes. I don't even want to talk about it, but you're going to. And I'm gonna actually you talk away, I'm gonna mute
I can't
it.
even, was it, did, I can't even mind it. Did I suck? Oh, I sucked his toe, didn't I? I'm not, well, mate, I'll not mention names. I don't want to give him a complex, but Jesus Christ, this thing looked like fucking Pick of Destiny. Oh, I don't know if it was
Was it
a
worse?
bone or like extra skin, but
I don't know what the fuck it was.
I fucking sucked it. And the thing is, like usually things like that, it's like, here, I'll give you a fiver if you. I just did it. I think I just did it so people would stop talking about it. Right? If I suck on that, would you put that away?
I said that, Jimmy, hurry up and suck on that till he puts them fucking things away.
That would have been hell for you, mate, because you hate people sucking on their fingers and you hate feet. Here's me fucking.
I know. I hate feet. I hate feet. I fucking even the word, even saying it makes me fucking feel funny. I see, and this is the thing that worries me about this fucking thing. Do I even mention the Vita and stuff? And people was like fucking bringing me Vitas. People's gonna come up and start rubbing their fucking feet in my back and shit.
Throwing popcorn at you, going, wanking.
People was going to show me their fucking feet and shit.
Oh dear. Oh fuck.
I'll be getting photos. We'll be getting fucking photos now.
I think I'm trying to think what else yours would be.
They're my main months. They are my main months.
Like, I don't know. I think a lot of people would hate that stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of, I'm trying to think of obvious ones. Like, people fucking hate, like people hate
Is he
people chewing loudly. That's the main one.
But see the thing is too, a lot of people love the summer and stuff. I hate the summer coming around because I don't care about strutting about with fucking flip flops on. And that's not good for me.
Like, what about food? Like, is there any food that you fucking hate?
See nowadays, not really. I don't, there's stuff I haven't really, but like you like all that sushi shit. I don't like all that. Carry on.
Like it. Like, I fucking love that shit, but coming over here, mate, like I was just like a meat and potatoes kind of guy, and then you come over here and you're like, oh, you'll try fucking seafood and all these meats and sushi and shit. But I'll eat anything. You don't get the fucking my state with not eating everything. But the only thing I was always like, I just fucking hate it. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I honestly think that something happened when I was away or something with this because it actually turns me just the fucking look of it, the smell of it. Tomato sauce.
Like, as in
Fucking
ketchup.
as in ketchup. Tomato sauce, fucking tomato sauce, mate. Fucking boke. Fucking
but
stink.
I wouldn't be a big fan of it. Like, prefer brown
it's
sauce.
Not, but the thing is, right? You go to McDonald's or something like that. If there's a bit on a fucking burger, I'll eat it. But you see these fuckers. Yep. I've never fucking got hate. Like, I don't even know. Is it Heinz or whatever? They just fucking blurt it all over. And it's fucking rotten. It's actually rank.
Do you know what the worst thing about it is? Right? Do you know you get tomato ketchup and you sort of fucking see if you forget to shake it and you squeeze it in a wee bottle and you get that wee bit of like fucking pre-cum that comes out of it. It's just like, it's like water.
Yeah. It's actually...
I knew that would get you going.
You're a wanker. I actually put it up in my mouth.
You take a bite of a big fucking sandwich and have mayonnaise on it, and it's just a big clump of mayonnaise. I don't like that either.
Mate, don't. I fucking hate it. The thing with mayonnaise, if it's hidden, you know, like I like a fucking good egg sandwich with a wee bit of mayonnaise, you know, mixed in.
I use salad cream.
Oh, you see, like, you get a big fucking chicken fillet burger and there's literally, like, it's dripping out the side. You know what's worse, right? There's a few times you go to a wee chip shop over here and it's called a Dagwood Dog. Google it.
Uh-huh.
Right? Google what the fuck a Dagwood Dog is. It's basically a battered sausage, but it's one of the big fucking Frankfurt things.
Yeah.
It's on a stick. And they fucking, what they do, right, is the default way of getting this is they get the stick and the sausage is on it and it's battered. But they've got this massive vat of tomato sauce, ketchup, and they fucking dip it in. They dip the stick in, right, and the sausage is, like, it's literally covered in tomato sauce. And I went in one day. First time I ever had one. I was like, here, I'll get one of those. I love a battered sausage, like, so I'll get a Dagwood Dog. Now, where is mate? There you go. He handed it to me. And I was like, oh, sorry, I don't want tomato sauce. He's like, you fucking what? I was like, I don't want tomato sauce, mate. He was like, for fuck's sake. So I was like, oh, you know, felt all awkward. I was like, I can't eat that. There's no way. What did he do, mate? He turned around. You know what he did? He fucking lifted it off me, turned around, and he just fucking rubbed it on a tea towel. he dabbed all the sauce off it, and he gave me it back, and he goes, there you go, champion.
yeah, it could have been worse. He could have fucking licked it off.
Oh, fuck me.
I thought you were going to tell me run it under the fucking sink or something, on the tap.
It would have been better.
I'll whip you in a minute, mate. There you go.
Using toilet roll to fucking dry it up.
What? Oh. What else do you not like?
I don't know. Like, there's obviously pet hates and stuff like that. I think things that, like, sort of moving on to the unpopular opinion thing, there's stuff that I just fucking can't stand that people love. And it's starting to get big over here.
Here's the thing I fucking hate. Hate this. The word babe, I hate that.
Can I tell you something else that I hate when people fucking interrupt me?
Yeah. But, yeah. Yes, that's...
babe.
But that babe. Word, don't you, like, hear fucking couples saying at each other, it's like, oh my God, fucking catch yourselves on.
But I fucking say it though. Right, babe?
Why?
I don't know. Babe. I say darling a lot. Right, darling? Sweetheart. Because dickhead's not nice to say, Adam.
Cunt. Come here, cunt. The fucking word, no, the word babe, it just, no, it's, it, Faz, it makes me fucking cringe.
What about these fuckers that, like, Oh, like something I can't stand, right? But it's almost like a car crash because you can't stop watching it, right? TikTok, right? I know what your opinion is of TikTok, but you see the guys on TikTok, and I can't do it. I know I'll do this on video. I can't fucking show you now because obviously it's on audio. But like the face that they do, like the face that the boys do, right? They'll be like miming the song, and they do this like this, like fuck. I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but it's like this little like their tongue's out and all. And they're like, fuck off, fucking dick. Fucking prick. Fucking punch you in the throat, you prick. Do you know the look of doom?
Yeah.
And fucking wise up.
It seems a very popular thing nowadays, but no, I just can't have it.
Fucking, I don't know, half the knobs are in that corner.
And I tried to fucking, like, I went on it when it first sort of came about. I had a wee nosy on it, and I'd done a couple of videos. I was like, you know what? Fuck that. Fuck that. It's so, like, nothing's original on it. I mean, it's about fucking 60 million people doing the exact same fucking thing.
I know.
And then concerts spending fucking 4 hours watching this shit.
But it's taken over everything now, too, because even on Facebook and Instagram, it's all TikTok videos. Do you know what I mean? It's all, like, it's all fucking TikTok. Yeah, well,
here, I was obviously out on Saturday night, and we were going to this, meant to go to this place. I'll not even say the fucking name of the place, but I mean, this place was full of fucking posing bastards, right? And I swear, if I was out having a fucking vape outside, and I looked at the queue, mate, and you all seen this fucking queue, it was like fucking Madame Tussauds, fucking waxworks, standing up the fucking, up the street, and then there was like fucking four guys, mate, standing, making a fucking TikTok like it was some sort of fucking East 17 video, and I was like, I'm not fucking going in there. Not a fucking chance.
It's like a fucking audition for Love Island. And the thing is, and fucking pricks. But there's, you know, there's boys we've run around with that have been leading up to that for years. You know, they wish they were like that. Do you know what I mean? They wish TikTok was around when they were fucking like 18. But I don't know. I just, it's one of those things that you watch it and you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like,
yeah, no, I don't have it. I don't bother me ours. There's enough to keep me entertained.
You know what I hate, right? An unpopular opinion. That fucking Biscoff shit.
Everybody's jumped on the bandwagon. It's been out for fucking years.
I know. My granny used to fucking give me them when I stayed over at hers. Fucking, yeah. She was on the winner years ago.
Biscoff cheesecake. Send me that, the recipe, love. A fucking Biscoff cheesecake.
They do it over here. Like in the jars, I think they obviously do it back home, but I bought it to see what the fucking fuss was about. It's actually stinking.
That's just one of them things, but for fucking years, like, but it's one of them, it's that sort of thing. It fucking, somebody has a fucking video up of it, and then everybody's on it. Like, it was fucking, I have it sold out in places I remember last year. People fucking going mad for it.
Yeah. It's like over here, there's got caramel. You ever had caramel? Has it got caramel over there?
What's that?
It's basically, it's fucking like, it's Cadbury's chocolate, but it's like that Carmack style, you know, so it's like milk chocolate mixed with white chocolate. Do you know what I mean? So
I never liked that Carmack shit. I never liked it.
I don't mind it, but like, it's the same thing. They do fucking, caramel flavored fucking Philadelphia spread now and fucking like ice creams and milkshakes, just everything's caramel, basically Carmack. I'm actually
you have fucking Everton over there. I remember being over there in the bars of chocolate over class.
Fucking brilliant, like the Boost. You got like the big bars of Boost. So it's like the dairy milk, but it's Boost, and then you've got like the picnic ones, and I'm fucking eating this caramel.
No, I never liked that Caramac stuff. No.
Caramel marble. So it's got like hazelnut or praline, whatever the fuck that is.
Oh, I know what it is now. Yeah, I know what it is now.
Here.
No, not for me.
Do you remember a chocolate bar back in the day? It was supposed to be healthy, so I just ate about 6 of them instead of 4. It was called the Flight.
F-L-Y-T-E?
Yeah, remember them?
Yeah. These fuck, it was just these skinny thing.
Everyone on Weight Watchers would be eating about fucking 5 of the fuckers. Aye. Got three little pebbles this week, Marguerite.
Fucking Flight, that's right. I remember them. Was there not another one that came out with Echo or something? Was it Echo? Was it not meant to be good?
I don't think so, mate.
There was definitely one called fucking Echo. It was like bubbly shit on it.
Oh, mate, I fucking remember them. I just don't think they're supposed to be healthy.
Well, then, I don't know. I don't really end fucking healthy anyway, really. I just cut back on shit.
Have you ever ate a vegetable?
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
Adam.
I do eat my veg. More so nowadays.
I don't know, like, you ever struck me as someone? Yeah. Yeah, fuck, you would. You would eat your fucking potatoes and all, and you love corn on the cob, don't you?
Oh, I love a bit of corn on the cob. Love it.
I fucking love my vegetables. No, like,
it's just sort of fucking, I wouldn't go out and buy fresh, you know, all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
And get excited about it. I'll get the wee fucking bags. Do you wing in the fucking microwave, the steam bags? I will. It do me. God, there's a wee bit of broccoli in there. I ever go, there's my 5 a day.
I fucking love cooking, though. Love it. It's my happy place.
I don't mean it. I just don't have fucking much time. Like, I say I don't have much time. It gets in the way of my fucking sort of lying about time.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Oh, here, we're still on fucking unpopular opinions. We haven't really said many unpopular opinions. What else do we not like everybody fucking loves?
Fucking Star Wars. Fuck off. Fucking shit.
Nonsense.
Fuck me, you're 46. Fucking give it up. Fucking shit. Yeah. I'm your father. Fuck me. Any wonder your father walked away? Fuck me, you prick. I don't know. Yeah. I just never liked it. I just never fucking liked it. And growing up, everyone obviously liked it. But I just think it's something people like just for the fucking sake of it.
Then, see, my Olivia fucking loves it. She loves it.
I sat a year ago, and I sat there, right? And I tried to fucking watch one of them. I put on the first one, and I was like, I've missed the boat on this. This is fucking shit. This is terrible. I actually had a beamer watching it. I was like, this is embarrassing. Fucking people. I remember years ago when the Phantom fucking, I can't remember what it was, the Phantom something came out in Antrim. And my cousin, you know who I'm on about, fucking made me go and see it, the midnight showing. And we went, and there was these fucking freaks galloping about with fucking boots and all on.
Of course he did. Of fucking course he did. He's probably dressed as fucking Darth Vader, was he?
He showed it. But he just did it because everyone else did. He showed up with fucking Spock ears on. Live long and prosper, lads. What about a band? A band that everyone loves that you hate?
A band?
Or a singer?
Oh, fuck. Fuck, I don't know. I sort of appreciate fucking everybody nowadays. See, I think you go through stages of your life. You're going, when you used to think somebody was shite, now you're going, fuck, that's actually good. It's good to listen to when you're crying in the fucking corner. So when, you go through different experiences of your life, you use these different fucking things. Music is different. I can't think of anybody.
Yeah, no. What about movies then? What about your movies?
That everybody loves and thinks shit.
Yeah.
That Avatar fucking wank.
Aye, but like, I don't know. Why is that the biggest movie of all time? Is it not between that and Marvel? Like the one that's made the most?
I don't know, mate. I'd done 40 minutes in the fucking cinema and just got up and thought, nope, that's it for me.
Yeah. I went to the cinema to see it and I couldn't even fucking
shite.
Tell you. You're still doing those movie reviews here, are you?
It's fucking shit. I should do movie reviews. I should do them. It's fucking shit. Absolute fucking guff.
And then fucking you get the fast forward to 42 minutes for a cheeky wink. Shit.
No, fucking fast forward to Halloween. Every cunt's fucking standing with blue paint on them like fucking assholes.
I know. Well, they're making another four.
What?
They're making another four. They're making at least another two.
Why? That's how bored fucking
I don't fucking the new know.
Fucking business is. It's shit. Oh, I'm getting revved up here now. What else is fucking shite?
Mate, Fast and the Furious can fuck off.
Listen, Jimmy, the first two are brilliant. The rest are fucking...
Mate, they're on fucking, like, what, 13? Well, how many are they making? Fast, alright, Vin Diesel. Fuck me, who else is there?
I think they've actually forgot what number they're actually on, because it was fucking... What is it now? Because they keep changing the name. They're going, is it fucking 16? I don't know, we'll just call it...
Fast.
Go Fast.
Faster.
Nah, it's fucking... What was the first one? Fast and the Furious, then Too Fast, Too Furious, and then fucking Bangkok Drift or something.
Tokyo Drift.
Oh, fucking Bangkok Drift, boys. Fucking hate that film. No, so I've seen the first one, and then I thought the second one was Tokyo Drive, whatever it's called.
Yeah, the first two's dead on. Right? The first two's decent.
But then, Adam,
I don't know.
Me, what are they on? They're like, is it the 11th? It has to be at least 10.
I don't know. Fast 9 is ringing a bell in my fucking head, but maybe that was a couple of years ago. I don't know.
Fast 9's the one where fucking Paul Walker died. I think. I don't know. Because there's... Jesus Christ, I don't even know. I haven't seen any since the second or third, but they just annoy me.
Yeah. Yeah, there's loads of films you got and people just fucking rave up so fucking much.
And in all honesty, fucking Mark, mate, comic book movies, fuck off. I never watched the fucking Avengers movie. Oh, I actually did. I did, I tell a lie. I went to see the first Avengers one year I was home. When the new cinema in Junction 1 opened, and I fucking fell asleep.
No, but I just
didn't much, mate. Because I fall asleep.
I don't watch them. I don't watch them. It's fucking shit.
George,
give me a good, drama, huh?
Huh?
Well, tell her to fucking catch herself on.
She's like, "Can we watch Spider-Man?" I was like, "I will, as long as we don't watch that fucking Captain America goof." Fucking.
I don't know. Well, here's one and you'll fucking get annoyed at this. But see the Superman and Batman and shit? That's fucking overrated as fuck.
Mate, Batman is the greatest fucking comic book hero of all time. Like,
Jimmy, let's be honest, right? We're watching a man bounce about in a fucking black suit, right? Swinging from fucking ropes and shit. It's when you think about it, it's fucking nonsense, right? And the whole fucking Joker thing, right? Yes, it's easily a big thing. But would you really go and get fucking tattooed of the fucking Joker on your fucking arm?
Well, no, I wouldn't. But let's be honest here, Adam. It's fucking like Batman's better than that fucking what do you call him? I don't even know. Hawkeye, fucking Birdman? Who the fuck? Who's the bird guy from the Avengers? Fucking Mockingbird.
I don't know any. I don't know any of them. I love likes him. I don't fucking watch him. I just don't. I know they would upset me. But when I'm thinking about films again, it's like Jesus. And I remember like Batman got the big sort of hype and all because of fucking Heath Ledger and stuff. It was all right. It was a good watch. But see when you really think. See when you really listen. See when you really break it down, it's fucking shit. It is shit. It is fucking shite.
Like, but mate, let's be honest here. Since when? I'm fucking listening. I'm listening. I'm thinking.
Think about it. Just think about the fucking what it's about. It's a man wearing a fucking rubber mask, like running about like a fucking bat. A fucking bat. What? What the fuck? It's shit. Spider-Man, I'm a fucking spider. Why?
Oh Jesus!
People queue for days to go and see this fucking wank.
And here we go over to Adam Mogi in the studio with his new film review of Spider-Man 7. He's a fucking spider. Why?
Fucking give me a good fucking drama any day.
Oh, 100%, mate. Yeah, like, and that's the thing. 90%, maybe more, 95% of movies these days are either fucking remakes, sequels, prequels, reimaginings, fucking redos, adaptations, you know, fucking a musical turned into a movie. Like, nothing's original.
No.
Like, no. I'm scrolling through Netflix here. And you know how bad it is, mate? I'm purposely watching shit movies. You know those Lifetime movies?
Yeah.
Those fucking Lifetime movies, right? And I'm flicking through. Watched one the other day, and it was so fucking shit, but it's the best movie I've seen in years because it was just so fucking entertaining at how shit it was. And it's like those Lifetime movies. Like,
yeah.
Home is Where the Killer Is. Fatal Affair. Fucking yeah. Death. Brilliant.
It's them films are like somebody wrote a book and the book sold well, so the fucking rush to get the film out, and it's fucking shite. That's what happens there.
And like, we sat last night just going through them, going, fuck, that looks good, that actually. You know, when Netflix is ruining it too, because obviously everyone's fighting amongst themselves, and you got Disney Plus, Netflix, everyone's fighting over what to have and what's best and all this shit. And I tell you, everything that comes out, I couldn't even be fucking watching it.
Yeah.
Pish. Fucking 43 minutes, mate. 43 minutes of us talking absolute shit.
Fucking shit. Well, here, actually, I'm actually going to have to give a shout out here, actually, Jimmy. It's for Autism Barber NI. And if you go on to his Facebook page and give a wee like, it's a fella, Jamie McGann. And it's for, like, if you have a child that doesn't like get their hair cut or have, like, requires additional needs, go and see him at Harry's Barbershop in Carrick. He uses like scented clippers and all, so it's good if you've kids that don't like getting their fucking hair chopped.
Happy days. Fuck, that's good. Where's so, that Carrick?
Harry's Barbershop in Carrick, and it is on Facebook, Autism Barber NI.
Happy days. Good stuff.
Good wee spots I got, because I know a lot of people, the kids don't like getting their fucking hair cut, like. But I think the selling clippers and all is a good idea.
I didn't even know that they did that, in all honesty.
No, so go and see him.
Where was that sorted. Back in our day? Jesus Christ. Sit still. Oh, that's good. Happy days. We'll put the link and stuff up for that too when we post this.
So where were we?
I think we're about to wrap up, mate, maybe. 45 minutes. I think we've...
No, I can ramble on a bit more.
Ramble on. People go, no, think fuck, they're finished. You're like, nah, I'll ramble on. Well,
ramble on. Oh, here, a question came in. Somebody sent a message saying, What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Fuck me, was this my therapist? So are you going to answer that?
No, you go first.
Mate,
I just see it there. Go, what's the worst thing you've ever done?
The worst?
Even something that's bad. What have you done that's bad?
What's the worst thing I've ever done? You're a dickhead. Because you're trying to get me to fucking say a story here. worst thing
you,
I've
don't
ever-
have, you don't have to tell that story.
Good. So never will. Worst thing I've ever done? Like, in what context, though?
I don't know. Just fucking anything. Like, just think of something bad you've done. I don't know who the fuck, what the fuck the sort of mean. That's all it was. We put up questions and they went, what's the worst thing you've ever done?
To be honest, mate, like, there's a lot of fucking shit. I just don't want to say anything.
It's getting married, maybe, is it?
Oh,
okay. I don't know.
Worst thing I've ever done. Worst thing I've ever done. I don't know. Go to Banbridge. That's fucking dumb. I don't know, mate. Worst thing I've ever done. A few things like.
I don't know. There's nothing really. There's one thing that's come into my head, but I don't think it's the worst thing I've ever done. But it was quite bad.
What?
But it was when I was living in Tenerife, and obviously we were a couple of boys, like we all lived in the same sort of room. There was like four of us, and we're out one night, and one of the guys, he was being a real fucking boar bag, and went fucking home. But we ended up on it fucking the rest of the night, and well, because we worked there, like we were working with two of the guys that sold the sunglasses and stuff. We'd obviously fucking have a few beers with them and stuff. I remember we went back to the apartment and brought the fella. The fella was called Alex. So he was the fella that done the sunglasses and stuff. He's called Alex. So we paid him 20 euros. Right? 20 euros to break into our apartment. Well, I'll say break in, we let him in, but bounce in and fucking proper wreck the place and start fucking shaking him, saying he was gonna fucking kill him, right? And we were sort of standing there, and this was happening. Your man's going, "Fucking get up! I'm gonna slice your throat and shit," like proper fucking. at a stage, I thought he knows that we don't actually want him to kill him. Like he knows. Do you want sort of way? But yeah. I mean, our mate got up out of the bed, mate, and there was like he'd actually like shit and pissed himself. Like he was like start like fucking shaking, and us. We came in the door, we were all fucking laughing our bollocks off. So I flicked the light on, like, and he broke down in fucking tears. I mean, really scared him. I actually think he sees a therapist now for that.
For fuck, mate, that is awful, though.
I know, but it was fucking funny at the time. I think he laughs about it now. We still do. I think he does a bit.
I like, remember that time. Fuck me.
That was a bad thing, yeah.
Oh, mate, that's fucking wild.
But I don't think it's the worst thing.
I honestly can't even think of, like... I mind, I talked someone into stealing a pack of Spice Girls cards for Masons back in the day, and I fucking felt guilty about it for years.
Do you remember the Spice Girls cards?
I fucking do remember. Fucking talked him into stealing them. Like, what the fuck? I mean, like, I obviously collected the footy stickers and all too, but then I remember getting the Spice Girls one and just, like, I think back to that and go, did any other guy, like, collect them, or was I just a fucking weirdo? Like, I was like, people were like, oh, no. I'll swap you Bergkamp for fucking Phil Babb. Like, I'll swap you a shiny Mel B for Emma Bunton.
Fucking Space Girl cards. Fuck. Fuck it, Space Girl cards.
Oh, mate, the worst, mate, I'll tell you one thing, the worst thing I ever done.
Go for it. Fuck's
sake. Oh, and I honestly still feel guilty about this to this day, and this happened in P7. I'll say four words, right? And see if you know. Antrim, forum, changing rooms.
I'm trying to fucking think.
I just realized those words make it sound a lot seedier than it is. Do you remember? You there?
Yeah, I'm there. Some cunt fucking tried to ring me there. What happened in the Antrim Forum fucking toilets? Changing rooms?
Toilets. I think we were swimming on a Friday. We'd go swimming. And it was in P7. And I remember me and another mate of ours, for some reason, I don't know why, he fucking... It must have been hockey because there was hockey sticks. But he's got a hockey stick and he's just hit... He started to hit the fucking, you know, little hangers off like the where the benches are. Like if you look up, there's like little hangers where you can put your clothes and shit.
Yep.
He started fucking knocking them off with the hockey stick. So I was like, oh, that looks fun. So I decided to fucking go and do it with him. Next thing, fucking door opens, P7 teacher there, fucking grabbed us both by the ear. It was a Friday. And I remember you're in trouble on Monday morning and it was like the worst weekend ever. You know, you're trying to play hunts and fucking football and you just can't.
To the back of your mind.
He can't focus. I was sweating and all. And then, but I lied about it. The guy said it wasn't me. And then a little fucking prick that went to our school turned it on me. It was him. But fucking hell, I still lose sleep about that, mate. It was fucking because I regret it. Because I was never bad. You know what I mean? I was never a bad kid at school, and I just did that, you know, to fit in. And I remember doing it, and then fuck me, I felt terrible because I remember like the headmaster was like, "I'm surprised at you," or "I'm you know disappointed" or something. Oh, for fuck's sake!
No, you weren't a bad kid, but you've done a lot of bad things since then. And we'll get them out of you. We will. I'll get them out of you. I'll fucking get them out of you, I'm telling you.
How do you think the video went the other day?
Aye, we sort of got there, but it's the whole fucking audio thing and all, converting all that and fucking...
It's funny because a lot of people like this. A lot of people have been telling me, when's the next one up on Spotify? So we're a bit hopeless.
That's it.
Kind of thing. So this is sort of easier to do, but we will have a few more videos coming where we just sit and have a chat. But I think we might do, we'll stick to doing this for the full episode, but we might just do what we did the other day and have a wee chat on video now and then.
Yeah. Until we get a fucking proper setup.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'll do us.
All right. What am I going to sing out here?
I don't know. Nothing was really prepared today.
I know. What I'm going to do, mate, I'm just going to stick YouTube on the TV here, right? And the first song that comes up suggested, I'm going to sing it. All right? That sound good?
It does.
All right. How about I give you an option of free? Okay?
Yes, yes.
All right. The first one is Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Uh-huh.
The next one is, I don't know what that is, Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran. And then the third one is Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles.
First one. Shallow.
First one?
Yep.
All right. Okay. All right, 1 second. Just trying to get the fucking lyrics up here because I know the first bit. That's about it. Ready?
I'm ready, yep.
Let's fucking do it. I'll put the background music and all on. I'm going to do the karaoke version. I'm actually doing it. I'm going to do the karaoke version. You ready?
Yep.
Can you hear that?
Not really. I should have said yes and just let you tear on.
You hear it?
I hear it now, yes.
All right. He starts, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Jump something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. I'm going to do her bit too, so be careful. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself. Sing it, Bradley. This is near hitting an R. This has been good. All right, you ready? My fucking lady. Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping so hardcore? I'm falling. What a song.
Yep.
In all good the song. Good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself. Oh, Jesus.
Here we go.
Watch as I dive in, I'll never meet the ground. Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now. In the shallow. All together, Moby. In the shallow. Shallow. We're far from the shallow now. Really?
That was lovely.
I'm off the deep end. Watch as I dive. I'll never. The fucking cat just just fucking ran. All right, that's it. That's it. Stop there. All right. Beautiful. Fucking.
Well, here. That was lovely, Jimmy. And for anybody who hasn't seen that film, A Star Is Born, he hangs himself at the end.
Fucking
goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.